WGCH Newsletter time is 8:52. Joined on the line now by State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich with his monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners. I'm really happy to be with you.
All right. Next Monday's special session, is that to consider extending the governor's executive orders?
That's correct. The governor has asked to extend the state of public health and civil preparedness emergency all the way to February 15th. So there are maybe 10 or 12 executive orders that he wants to continue to extend and keep the authority to perhaps issue new ones. Now, most of the controversial ones are about some degree of mandates on masking or vaccination. And so this is going to be a very vigorous debate, and the extent of time that he has asked all the way up to 15th of February makes this a very controversial subject, so as to say.
All right. So what are your thoughts about this? Are you in favor of this?
So listen, you know, the numbers, we have to look at the numbers, which is that the Delta surge seems to be on its way down. The hospitalizations, which is the most important number I focus on and many of our residents focus on, has peaked at 350 or 380 and now is down to close to 220 or something like that. You know, just to, in comparison, in the last surges when we did not have the vaccination, those numbers were as high as 1,200. So based on the fact that it does, of the numbers, and the way the Delta surge has played out, it looks like when it comes to hospitalizations and mortality, we have it well in control because of the acceptance, and a mostly voluntary acceptance without mandates of the vaccination process. We are over 80% vaccinated, and that seems all good. So I'm very skeptical about extending the governor's emergency orders all the way to February 15th for another 5 months. That's a long time, and we have been elected by the people of Connecticut to go through all laws, to make all laws, to cast their vote, and so I'm quite, as I would say, I'm not really okay with that extent of extension or that length of extension on the emergency authority.
All right, but the Republicans, as yourself, in the minority in the House and Senate, where are Democrats going with this? Do you think it's going to be passed ultimately?
So that's the process which we are focused on. Our objective is going to be to make good points and convince enough members or a majority of the members in the Assembly to not go along with it, and based not on the party line, but based upon sound judgment and sound argument. If it were necessary, you know, we would consider it. But at this point, I think public understands that we need to convert our public response from a pandemic response to managing a tough yet manageable disease. It is a disease. It's going to be with us for a very long period of time. But we have the tools now. We have the methods. We have the understanding to get it in control, and so that will be the discussion. Now, do I have the answer whether it will get passed or not? I don't, but our objective is going to be to make strong arguments, to have a vigorous discussion, and convince everyone that this is not the right path forward.
I want to get to some other things, but real quick, is there a possibility of shortening the extension, or do you only vote on up through February 15th?
Right now, what we're being offered is February 15th. You know, I'm hoping and I'm sure that there will be some extensions, some amendments. But, you know, what I'm hearing from the legislative process is that they may not allow amendments. So that all is going to be important to discuss on Monday. But you know, it's very clear where the public is on this.
All right. Let's get to storm damage from Ida and the process some residents in Greenwich continue to recover.
Yes, indeed. That's a very important point. Thanks for bringing that up. Nearly 500 of our residents applied in the town process or in the town portal for relief and reported significant damage to the basements, flooding, and much of it uninsured. So the way the process works is that now Connecticut as a state will aggregate the data and apply to FEMA. First, make a judgment that this is above the level of a disaster relief required or to declare an emergency, a state of disaster. And once that's approved by FEMA, then every person can apply directly to a program which FEMA would offer. Right now, FEMA is not taking applications because they have not approved the state, the emergency declaration. So typically the way the emergency declaration works is the governor, after reviewing the data, you know, applies to FEMA or asks FEMA, and the president approves it. And that is the process we are waiting for. So one thing I want to make very clear to your listeners is that the application they made in the portal last week or the last 10 days is just a rough estimate. It is not an application for relief. This is just data which we are going to use as a state to apply to FEMA. Once the approval happens, they would have to apply a detailed application to FEMA, who will provide them their relief, FEMA will write the check based upon the expenses which are uninsured.
And then quickly, Red Cross Ready Seminar, September 29th at 6 p.m.
That's correct. Please, your listeners should strongly encourage to attend that program. This is a program being hosted by Red Cross, and they asked me to inform all our constituents here and all members of the Greenwich community. It is going to help us for emergency basic tools of how to be prepared for these emergencies, which we seem to be happening more often. Natural emergencies, fires, home fires, and so on and so forth. It's a 1-hour program. It's virtually done over as a webinar. And you can attend that as a family. So you can, while having, you know, the evening wind down, you know, all members in the family, including children, can attend the seminar. And I strongly encourage. I'll be there learning and listening, and I encourage all our constituents to join it.
State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich, thanks very much for your time this morning, Representative.
Always a pleasure to join you.